Here we go. Welcome back to HollyFurdick.com. We're glad you've stopped by. We have a really great opportunity to speak with pastors' wives and hear their hearts on lots of different topics. This is Jessica Cornelius, and she is back with us from Corpus Christi, Texas, in the Bay Area Fellowship, where she and her husband, Pastor Bill Cornelius, lead their church. And I want to talk to you about your son, Mason, who turned 13 very recently, and you guys did a really unique thing to celebrate this monumental age. Tell us what you did.
Well, we had a rite of passage for him, and it's something that we've read about in other books before, and we've always known that when he became 13, we were going to have a special rite of passage for him. We've told him about it. We've prepped him for it. And so we just wanted to have a time in his life where it was like a monumental time where he could look back and say, this is when I became a young man, and a time where he had just great memories and a lot of wisdom and a special, special birthday. There were no little boys invited. It was only godly men that are part of his life in our church. And they all went to the beach that night, and they had like a wisdom walk. And wow. Each man would walk with Mason for 5 minutes to the end of this huge bow and arrow, you know, in, with a big target on it. And they would just pour wisdom into him for 5 minutes. And then when they reached the bow and arrow, he'd pick it up and shoot the arrow. And they would talk about how this is a goal you're trying to aim at to become a godly young man. And it was like lined with torches. And then they'd come back, and all the guys were around the fire. And they brought war paint to make it kind of tribal and had drums, bongos beating and everything. And he had to do like this... this courage, test of courage, you know, where we had this big anchor hidden out in the ocean. And it was nighttime and it was dark. And so he had to kind of get over his fear and walk out into the ocean and find this. He didn't know what it was he was looking for. He was just looking for something. We said, you'll find it. Just keep, you know, looking around and you'll find it. So he finally found the anchor, and he was pretty scared because it was pretty far out there, but he brought it in. And we talked about how when you get older and you feel like you're losing your way sometimes, that God is your anchor. That's what keeps you anchored, you know. And also when you get like a boat, sometimes when it starts to float past its boundaries, if the anchor is down, it stays within its boundaries and it's safe. But when you pull the anchor up, you float past your boundaries, and that's when you get in dangerous territory. So my husband was able to teach him a lot about boundaries with the anchor and things like that. And so we also had other pastors from around the country. In fact, Pastor Stephen did a video for us. They emailed in videos to Mason, just giving him advice about becoming a young man, what that means to be a godly young man. And so Mason watched those that night also. But we even planned a fake kidnapping beforehand, to where some guys came in with masks on and kidnapped Mason and threw him in a van and took him to the beach. And Mason kept saying, I want it to be epic. I want it to be epic. And we were like, how do you make it epic without hurting him or scaring him? You know, so we planned the fake kidnapping, you know. And the funny thing is, they ended up getting my other son instead.
They grabbed the wrong child.
Kid. So they had to run back in and grab Mason. So that, you know, it wasn't
That's
scary
drama
after that.
And epic,
yeah,
right?
It was hilarious. So that plan didn't go over real good. But anyways, so I was just expecting it to be a time where Mason was going to have a time in his life where he had great wisdom poured into him. He had a defining moment. But he came home that night in tears. And it was like God had released something in him, almost like that feeling when you go to your first youth camp where you just feel that just on fire, that passion. And he came home just crying, saying, I had no idea y'all love me that much. I feel so valued. And it had validated him as a young boy. Of course, we love him to death, but we didn't know that it was going to take something like this for him to really feel it and see it. And it just released something in him where he just has a whole new passion for God now.
Wow.
And so I definitely recommend it for those of you with young boys to design a rite of passage that'll work well with your family. And for the young girls, make it feminine. Do a feminine type of thing for your daughter. And it'll just release more in them than you would even think. So
that's great stuff. Thanks. Jessica Cornelius from Corpus Christi, Texas, and the Bay Area Fellowship. Thanks for stopping by HollyFurdick.com.